listener production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News. There have been more than 400 major crashes across New South Wales during the Anzac break. Sadly, five people lost their lives. While police have issued more than 11,000 infringements, including to a 46-year-old man who allegedly blew 0.277 at Port Macquarie Station after being spotted driving erratically in a Subaru Forester over the weekend. It's also claimed the car wasn't registered. Get ready for a soggy week with showers forecast for the mid-north coast every day until at least Sunday. The Bureau's warning rain totals could end up running into the triple figures. Forecaster Helen Reid says it's going to be fairly cold as well.
As we head into Wednesday, definitely cooling off. And by the time we get to Thursday and Friday, we're looking at it being quite a few degrees below average.
The state government hopes to have changes in effect to address domestic violence in New South Wales as early as next month. Cabinet convenes later this week to hear from a range of experts, including former Australian of the Year Rosie Batty, as support grows for a state-based DV Royal Commission. Transport Minister Jo Haland says her party's committed to urgent, lasting action.
The Premier has called this meeting of Cabinet to hear from those experts and to see what action we can take immediately. The bail law review is one of those actions where we will receive recommendations by the end of next month.
And with independents causing a scare through the Cowper electorate at the last federal election, interest is rising to see who'll be running at the next one. Kaz Heiss previously ran. She says the Voices for Cowper group holds a pre-selection process for interested candidates.
That's what I did last time, and my intention is to put myself through that process again. If I am the preferred candidate, then yes, I will proceed to that. But at this point, I'm an interested party.
It looks like it'll be a tough round ahead for the Port Macquarie Dolphins as they look to bounce back from another loss in the Waratah Basketball League. They haven't had a win since round three, but will take on Camden Valley in round seven this weekend. The Wildfires currently on a hot streak too, taking out their last three wins.